we're not getting to the root of like why they're happening and how to truly figure out how to help the student as a whole. I think, you know, it's easy to send somebody to the office, but we're learning that connections and relationships will help kids because it takes one person to change a child's life. And so I think the relationship piece is what's built the trauma-informed movement, because I think that's probably the most important part of it. And just the restorative practices, are we truly changing kids, their trajectory for their life, or just for our classrooms? And we want it for life.